USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will officially become a candidate for president tomorrow when he joins Elon Musk on Twitter.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
Musk says that announcement will also feature live, unscripted questions. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post reports the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. There are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reporting today that the United States saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. That's a 12% drop from 2017. The CDC says part of the reason for the decline is that younger people take more precautions. John Schaefer, USA News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.